The Melford police are finding it anything but a merry Christmas. First, a mysterious fire at a church hall, followed quickly by two deaths under suspicious circumstances. A break-in at a nearby computer data center has added to the mystery.
Christmas afternoon. Farnham was at the hospital with front row seats for the post-mortem on Thomas Crisp. I declined his kind invitation to join him. We were instructed that officially there were to be no suspicious circumstances surrounding poor old Emily Dickinson's suicide or the accident concerning Thomas Crisp. And that's the way Nuttall was typing up the reports.
Hello, hello, hello. What are you doing here? I thought you were supposed to be off duty.
I was.
So what happened?
Ever heard about a bloke called Farnham?
No.
Then you're bloody lucky you are, Police Constable Jordan.
How'd it go with the airline, Esther?
You know damn well how it went. I was on duty, weren't I? And leave me fags alone.
Nuttall?
Sergeant, would you kindly ask PC Jordan to get about his duties? He's stopping me from working.
Make the tea, Jordan.
Yes, Sergeant.
And make one for me as well.
Yes, Constable.
There was a message for you, Nuttall.
Yeah?
Said she was a nurse.
Oh, blimey, I never contacted her to say it was all off. I never got a chance. Did she sound annoyed?
Yes.
What did she say?
To tell you to get stuffed.
And that was the message?
Yeah, that was it.
Thank you, Sergeant.
My pleasure.
Traffic? Yeah, Melford CID here. Need some urgent information. I want details of a road accident a couple of days ago. A priest. Yeah. The Reverend Percy Kilburn. Knocked down and killed on the Highton Road. I do know it's Christmas, love. I'm stuck here working when I should be home enjoying myself. No, I'm not married. Are you? What's your name? PC Judy Cornish. Anyone ever tell you you've got a sexy voice, Judy? Have I? You doing anything tonight? Listen, when you find the accident file, why not bring it over, eh? We'll make some plans. Yeah. My name's Derek Nuttall. I'm in Inspector Carter's office.
The report's done yet?
Bye. Yeah, just finished the first one. There.
Who are you phoning?
Oh, traffic. Everything's a major international murder mystery now. Mm. You know the old vicar who was knocked off his bike. Mr. Farnham wants me to check through the file on that, in case of anything suspicious. A road accident.
At least he's thorough. An example others could well follow.
Thank you. Inspector, do you know a girl in traffic called Cornish?
WBC Judy Cornish? Yes, I know. Why?
Nothing, yeah. What does she look like?
Well, if you can picture Big Daddy or Giant Haystacks in drag, that's Judy Cornish.
You are kidding.
You asked me and I told you. Why? What's the interest?
Nothing. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I just want a word with the sergeant.
Yes, I see, miss. Well, I think there might be someone in the CID room.
Sergeant.
Oh, excuse me, miss. Yeah?
If anyone brings a file over from traffic, just take it, okay? If they ask for me, tell them I'm out and you don't know when I'll be back.
Oh, certainly, Constable. I'm here but to obey your orders.
No, please, sir, just a favour. Who's the smashing bit of stuff?
It's your lucky day, sunshine. It's you she wants.
Would you like to come into the office, miss? What name is it?
Driscoll. Jane Driscoll.
Sit down, Miss Driscoll. Now, what's your problem?
It's my father. He's missing.
His name?
George Albert Driscoll.
Address?
32 Lacey Street, Melford.
Are you taking this down, Constable?
Yes, Inspector.
Right, Miss Driscoll. Now, exactly what happened?
Well, I work away from home. I was to spend Christmas with him, arriving today. It was all arranged. My mother died last year, and he's all on his own. I drove down, arrived at the house about an hour ago. No smoke from the chimney, no sign of life. I knocked, no reply. Well, a next-door neighbour says she hasn't seen him since yesterday evening.
Did you go inside the house?
No, I haven't got the keys.
Well, we'd better break into the house, with your permission. He might have been taken ill and unable to get to the front door.
Inspector Driscoll. That's the man who was mugged.
Damn, yes. I'm sorry, Miss Driscoll. There's been so much happening today, the name just didn't register. We know where your father is. He's going to be all right, but he's had a slight accident.
Accident?
He's in hospital. Apparently he was coshed and robbed late Christmas Eve. He was unconscious when they brought him in.
Oh, no, no.
So he'll be all right.
We spoke to him this morning. A bit groggy, but they had him under sedation.
Well, I've got to go to him.
He's in Melford General, Emergency Ward C. Do you know the way?
No.
Well, I'll drive you there if you like.
You can't spare the time, Constable. Take the main Denton Road, and it's about 2 miles out on the left. You can't miss it.
Thank you.
Any trouble, let me know.
I will. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry, Sergeant.
That's my wife, old miss. Is everything all right?
Yes, thank you. They've been very helpful. Even hospital.
Another satisfied customer.
That old boy who was mugged last night, she's his daughter.
And ain't she gorgeous? If I had that in my Christmas stocking, I'd wish for nothing else.
I'd wish for nothing else if you had those reports finished.
Yes, Inspector.
Talking of missing people, has Billy Garwood turned up yet?
Not as far as I know. Won't break my heart, we never see him again.
Break young Debbie's heart, though.
Well, I know she's his wife, but he used to knock her about something rotten.
Oh, no. So, there you are. Love is a funny thing, isn't it, Constable?
I'd be obliged if you'd let me concentrate on my work, Inspector. All done. There you are, Inspector.
Bung it down there. I'll look through it later. Yes?
I'm sorry to bother you, Inspector. A young lady to see Mr. Nuttall.
Me? Where is she?
In the lobby by my desk.
Right,
Who is that? Policewoman Judy Cornish from traffic. She's got a file for you. There he is, Judy. I'm dying to meet you. That is after shame.
Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you very much indeed.
You're a bit of a so-and-so on the quiet, aren't you, Sergeant?
Me? I'm just oiling the rusty wheels of romance.
Oh. Inspector Carter's office. Yeah, just a minute. Forensic.
Oh, God. Hello, Carter. Yeah, the blood test on Emily Dickinson. So what did you find? I see. Oh, well, keep me informed and send me a written report of what you've done so far. No, a verbal report will not suffice. We don't let our standards slip just because it's Christmas. Damn civil servants.
Yeah, what was that about?
Oh, nothing.
It's all that official secret stuff you're dealing with for Farnham.
If it was, Sergeant, then I can't talk about it, can I?
Point taken. All right, Constable.
You so-and-so!
You talking to me?
Yes, Sergeant, you. Hanging that flaming mistletoe up over the desk.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Nuttall. I clean forgot to tell you it was there.
You didn't forget to tell her, though, did you? Big Bertha. Nearly had my trousers off out there.
Yeah, she is a bit headstrong. Still, you'd make a lovely couple. Lovely. Bit like Laurel and Hardy.
Anyway, she brought the accident file.
Yeah. I nearly had an accident myself. Yeah,
anything of interest?
Yeah, give us a chance, Inspector. I'm just recovering from near rape.
No forensic phone.
Yeah?
Preliminary results on the blood sample taken from the old lady. Traces of some as yet unidentified drug. Definitely nothing to do with sleeping tablets.
So she could have been jabbed with a hypodermic. And her suicide faked.
Possible.
So do we open a possible murder investigation?
Nope. Officially, it's suicide. Mr. Farnham's order.
Farnham? Who the hell does he think he is dictating to us what's suicide and what's murder?
The chief constable says we're to do everything Farnham asks of us without question. If you want to argue with the chief constable, you use my phone there.
You're the one who should be arguing with him, Inspector. You've got rank.
I want to hang on to it, so I do what I'm told.
Moral cowardice.
Secret of my success.
Hey, what do you reckon to that Jane Driscoll?
Not bad.
Not bad? She's a knockout. Now she's getting on at the hospital.
Hello? Anyone about? Sorry to keep you waiting. We've had a spot of trouble. Some drunks wandering about the corridors. Had to chase them out.
Drunk?
Singing and causing a racket. But can I help you? I'm Jane Driscoll. I'd like to see my father.
Oh, so you're the daughter. He's been going on and on about you. This way.
How is he?
Well, he's had a pretty nasty crack on the head. Not too much damage, fortunately. He'll still be a bit groggy, but that's the effect of the sedation we've given him. Here we are.
Mr. Driscoll, it's your daughter.
He isn't here.
Oh, I don't understand it. He's in no condition to be out of bed.
His clothes, they're gone.
What's happened to him?
Now, it's all right, Miss Driscoll. He can't have got far. You stay here and wait, and I'll organize a search party.
But suppose you can't find
him? Well, then we'll have to call the police.
Well, anything in that accident file?
No. Looks as if the old vicar peddled his way to eternity without any help from the Russians. A straightforward accident. Statements from witnesses. Statement from the driver. Hold on.
What?
After they'd let the driver go, they found the car was stolen. He'd given a false name and address.
Show me.
Mind you, it could still have been a genuine accident, even if the car was pinched.
Yes. Don't get that, would you? I'm beginning to lose faith in genuine accidents.
Inspector Carter's office. Yes, sister, she came here. We sent her to you. Perhaps he's wandering in the ground somewhere. I see, right. Okay, we're on our way.
Who's on their way?
That was the hospital. Jane Driscoll went to see her father. The bed was empty. He'd gone.
What about his clothes?
They're gone as well.
So he discharged himself. That's no concern of ours.
The sister says he's in no fit state to discharge himself. He's not well. If he spends the night in the open, it could kill him.
All right, so we're numbered.
Sergeant, we want to borrow P.C. Jordan. That old boy's wandered off from the hospital.
He was under very heavy sedation. I don't see how he could have got out of bed, let alone walk away.
But he took his clothes.
Yes.
If he's well enough to dress himself, he can't come to much harm.
Oh, you tell his daughter that. It's nearly hysterical. Sit in here.
Have you found him?
We're still looking, Miss Driscoll.
Well, his bed was empty. His clothes were gone.
I know.
He can't have got far.
Then where is he? It's getting dark. It's going to snow. So he's not well. Anything could happen to him.
Nothing is going to happen. I've got two men searching the hospital now.
He's not in there either. You're there. Oh, I hate hospitals. How did you get on with Judy Cornish?
Oh, you heard, did you? Very funny. She's wasted in traffic. She should be in the police rugby team.
How many more floors?
This is the last. And I think we've found him.
Hey? Well, someone's been here all right. Well, they've made themselves a bed.
He's behind that screen. Now, come on, Mr. Driscoll. We've been looking everywhere. Oh, no. Not you.
Well, I'm doing no harm. I ought to be in hospital, being looked after. I've got violent tendencies. Yeah. I burnt that church all down. The devil told me.
Come on, Mr. Ferris. You'd better be inspector.
We've got enough on our plates without having to worry about you, Arthur.
I burnt the church all down.
No, you didn't, Arthur. We know who did, and it wasn't you. We're looking for someone, Arthur. Old boy, about your height. Bandage round his head.
Yeah, they took him away.
Who did?
Well, the hoodlums. I saw them. Pushed him into their car, drove him off. Mm. They took him for a ride.
I see, and now we're going to take you for a ride. Jordan?
Sir?
Arthur Ferris lived in a world of fantasy. You couldn't believe anything he told you. But occasionally, he told the truth. He was telling us the truth this time, but we didn't believe him. We might have been able to save Driscoll's life, but we didn't believe him.
Big grey car it was, Inspector. They dragged him in.
Yes, thank you, Arthur. We'll check on it.
Inspector Carter.
What's he doing here? Mr. Farnham.
Oh, they told me you were here. I've just come from the post-mortem on the Bath victim.
Oh, what's the verdict?
Well, it all depends on this blood sample. We found what could have been a hypodermic puncture. Any news on the blood sample from the old lady?
Traces of something suspicious. They're doing further tests.
Ah, how interesting. How soon can you get this other sample to your lab?
First thing in the morning.
Oh, no. I want it done right now.
There won't be anyone at the lab, not late Christmas afternoon.
I've pulled a few strings. Your technician kindly volunteered to attend.
I bet that made him happy.
Somehow I don't think I was brought into this world to make people happy. Hello. Who's the lovely young lady?
Any news, Inspector?
We've searched the buildings and the grounds. No trace.
Might I inquire what this is all about?
Miss Driscoll came to visit her father, a patient here. He seems to have gone missing.
And how are you involved?
He was mugged and knocked unconscious on Christmas Eve.
Well, couldn't he have recovered and discharged himself?
He was heavily sedated. He wouldn't have known what he was doing.
And the staff just let him walk out?
They were chasing away some drunks. The lobby was left unattended. He could have walked out then.
The men in the car took him away.
Yes, Arthur, we know. Got a vivid imagination, sir, but quite harmless. We're taking him home.
What are you going to do about the missing patient?
Ask our patrols to keep an eye open for him. I doubt if he's wandered far.
He could have wandered back home, I suppose.
Yes, we're going to drive Miss Driscoll back there and see.
What about my blood sample?
I've only got the one car.
Well, we can take Miss Driscoll back to the house in mine, if you like.
Oh, good. Jordan, this blood sample, go to forensic.
Right, Inspector.
What about me?
And Arthur, to be taken to his brother's house. Make certain he goes inside. He has a habit of wandering off.
Right. Now, come on, Mr. Ferris. I'm taking you out.
I should be locked up. I'm not fit to be out on the street.
Yes, that's why we're taking you out.
What's the matter? Come on. All right.
Did you come by car, Miss Driscoll?
Yes. It's in the car park.
Constable Nuttall, sir. Why don't you go with Miss Driscoll? I'll drive the inspector in my car.
Oh, yeah. Great. Fine. Come on, Miss Driscoll.
Perhaps I was brought into this world to make someone happy after all. My car's out in front, Inspector.
And here is the world news. Russia, according to reports just received, the Russian satellite that went out of orbit last week has come down safely in Siberia. In Sweden, the search continues for the mystery submarine said to have infiltrated the fjords. But the big news is that in Chicago, Father Christmas was arrested when, instead of filling the stocking of 18-year-old Kathy Lloyd, he climbed into bed with her. He was her ex-boyfriend. The weather... heavy snow is forecast for all regions tonight, so be sure to put out some scraps of those little birds. And now, back to the music.
Snow. Let's hope Miss Driscoll's father won't be out in it.
Yes.
So the old vicar was killed by a driver in a stolen car who gave a false name and address. Very interesting.
You think that was deliberate?
I have a very suspicious mind. The old lady, a fake suicide. The old boy in the bath, a faked accident. Two boring people whose only link seems to be that they went to the same church. And their church hall is burned down by a Russian agent who then breaks into my computer center. And their old vicar. Oh, I nearly forgot. That burnt photograph you found. You have it on you?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You don't mind if I borrow it for a few days? I want to find out where it was taken. Those peculiar shapes in the background, they fascinate me. I'm sure they're the clue.
Never find out what they are. They're too out of focus.
We have our methods, Watson. Computer enhancement. The sort of thing they do with the American space probe photos. Miss Driscoll's car's turning. That must be the house.
Well, if he's in, he's certainly not answering.
Don't you have a key, Miss Driscoll?
No. But it's no use knocking. He isn't here.
He could have gone straight to bed. Don't forget, he was heavily sedated.
How could he have got in? He was robbed of his money, his keys, everything.
Probably had a spare key under the mat. It's no good. We'll have to break a window.
May I take a look at the door? Thank you. Read in a comic once that you can sometimes open a door with a credit card. Worth a try, I suppose. Good Lord, it works. Three cheers for our flexible friend.
It still doesn't seem to open.
Here, let me... No, it's stuck.
Is it bolted from the inside?
No, it seems to be stuck at the bottom.
Chuck us your torch.
Here.
Yeah.
thought so. It's been wedged from the inside.
Wedged?
Yes, I think you've got burglars, and they might still be inside. Nuttall, quickly as you can, round to the back and wait. Radio me as soon as you're in position.
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah, well, it's an old trick. A burglar breaks into a house, then wedges the front door so he's not surprised by the household returning unexpectedly.
And you think he might still be inside in spite of all our bangings?
Doubt it, but we can't take chances.
Inspector?
Yes?
I'm in position.
Right, stand by.
How will you get in?
Oh, through this window. The catch is on. I'm going to have to break it. I want you to wait in the car, Miss Driscoll. If there is anyone inside, there could be violence. You better go with him, Mr. Farnham.
Oh, no, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Please yourself. Here goes.
Inspector?
Yes?
You can get in the back way if you like. I've just spotted an open window upstairs.
No, he tells me. You watch that window, Constable. If we flush him out, that'll be his escape route. Right. Going in now.
Did they have to make such a mess of the house?
Yes, they certainly gave the place a good going over.
I thought modern burglars had a methodical way of doing things. This one seems to have gone through the house with a bulldozer.
It varies. With some you'd hardly know they'd been. Others seem to delight in making a mess. The nastier, the better. It would make your stomach heave if I told you what some of them do.
Well, then please don't. My imagination will fill in the blanks. Well, Constable?
None of the neighbors saw or heard anything. Too busy watching telly.
I suppose I'd better start tidying up.
No, we'll leave it. There'll be someone in tomorrow to check for fingerprints. Any idea what's been taken?
Not really. Well, this is the first time I've been here since Dad moved. Well, I don't know what he brought with him or what he put into store. Oh, they've broken that vase. It was my mother's.
Don't upset yourself. Not all. Why don't you take Miss Driscoll in the kitchen? Make us all some tea.
Sure. Mind that chair, Miss Driscoll. The kitchen's through here, I think.
Well, our Christmas might lack the odd traditional feature, Inspector, but it certainly doesn't lack excitement. Mm. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I'd like you and Constable Nuttall to join me at the computer center tomorrow morning.
Actually, sir, we're both off duty till the evening.
Excellent. Then you'll be able to give me your undivided attention. Shall we say 10 a.m. on the dot?
Yes, sir.
Splendid. Two volunteers are worth 10,000 conscripts. Ooh, there's such a draft in here.
Yeah, I better do something about that broken window. Miss Driscoll, any idea where I might find some wood or something to block up the window?
I believe there's a cellar.
There was a cellar. We'd all missed it completely when we were looking for the burglar. The door opened onto a steep flight of stone steps. I fumbled in the dark until I located the light switch. And then I saw him. He lay face down. There was a lot of blood. He must have fallen head first down those steps and smashed his skull on the stone floor below.
Have you found anything? Oh, dear. Is he dead?
Yes. Must have pitched down head first and landed on his face.
Horrible. Poor Mr. Driscoll.
Inspector, tea's ready. Shall I bring it down?
No, you stay there. I'll come up.
This one's yours. Help yourself to sugar.
That's we've poured yours, Inspector.
You go and give Mr. Farnham a hand, please, Constable.
Yeah, sure, I'll have my tea first.
No, now. I'd like you to go now.
Of course.
Your tea, Inspector.
Thank you.
If you've anything to tell me, please say it.
It's, bad news, I'm afraid. Very bad news.
My father?
Yes. He's dead.
No.
Careful now. Sit down.
What happened?
I found him. He was in the cellar. He must have fallen down the stairs.
Fallen?
Well, that's how it looks. We sent for a doctor.
Can I see him?
Better not. He wouldn't want you to see him like this. That's right.
Down here, Doctor. Comfortable is getting beyond a joke. Two-person wardens now have a damned emergency caller.
Good evening, Doctor.
Mr. Farnham, I might have guessed that you were behind this.
Not guilty this time, Doctor. I'm only a disinterested bystander.
Take any photographs?
Yes, Doctor.
Necks broken, skull smashed. What's supposed to have happened?
His house was burgled. So we're wondering, did he fall or was he pushed?
Well, he seems to have received a nasty wallop on the back of the head before he died. He could have been caught.
He was mugged last night.
Mugged, burgled, and killed. He's not having much of a Christmas up to now, is he?
Me and him both. Well, my guess is that he was coshed at the top of the stairs, which caused him to plunge unconscious to his death.
How do you arrive at that diagnosis?
If he was conscious when he fell, he would have instinctively put out his hands to break his fall, in which case there would have been considerable damage to the hands, and there isn't.
Surely that would depend how he fell?
I'm perfectly aware of that, Mr. Farnham. At this stage, it's only an educated guess. I'll know for sure when I've done the post-mortem. And when do you want it? Would tonight, before I go to bed, be all right?
I've already told you, Doctor. This isn't my case.
What's his name?
Driscoll. George Albert Driscoll.
Driscoll. Why does that ring a bell?
He's the unfortunate patient your hospital let wander out a couple of hours ago. Rather carelessly, I thought.
This man didn't wander out of hospital a couple of hours ago.
I assure you he did, Doctor.
Then we're living in the age of miracles, Mr. Farnham. This man's been dead since last night.
Dead? Well, we spoke to him this morning.
And did he speak back?
Yes. Mind you, he didn't say much.
If you spoke to this man, he didn't say anything.
How's he going?
Did you bother to get anyone to identify the body?
No. His daughter's upstairs, but I didn't want her to see him in this state. Besides, he would have meant turning the body over.
Then let's do that little thing, shall we? Come on, Constable. He won't bite you.
Oh, dear.
Squeamish, Mr. Farnham?
I'm proud to say I am, Doctor. You'll have to clean him up before asking the daughter to come down.
No need for that. I know who he is.
Who?
Our neighborhood villain. Debbie Garwood's missing husband. This is Billy Garwood.
Are you sure?
Positive. So how did he get in here?
In episode 3 of The Killing Season by Arthur Jefferson, the cast was Detective Inspector Carter, Sean Barrett, Detective Constable Nuttall, Michael Jenner, Police Sergeant Plummer, John Hollis, Police Constable Jordan, Mark Straker, and Farnham, Alan Cuthbertson. Jane Driscoll, Dion Inman, the Doctor, Mark Jones, Nurse, Monica Gray, and Arthur Ferris, Manning Wilson. The Killing Season is directed by Jerry Jones.